No weapon formed against you will prosper, and when you fast, fast as unto the Lord. Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Matthew 6, verses 16 and 18. Hello and welcome to episode 8 in our series, Step Into His Presence. Today we continue to step into His presence to learn about prayer and fasting. Today's episode is entitled, Empowered Through Fasting. Today we're going to discuss three reasons for fasting and share a personal testimony about fasting. My name is Stephanie Wright. Let's step into His presence to learn more about empowerment through prayer and fasting. Before we get started, if you have not already listened to the first episode, Nothing is Impossible with God, please do so. It provides scriptures, some basic foundational principles, contemporary examples of fasting with prayer, and caveats on how to fast. One caveat is to check with your healthcare provider before you take on your chosen fast. So why do we fast? The simple answer is because Jesus fasted. And I believe when he said in Matthew 6:16, when you fast, not if you fast, he's encouraging us to be like him. And after all, don't we want to be like Jesus? We should want to be like Jesus, who, after he fasted, he did what he was sent to do in this earth. When Jesus returned from his 40 days and nights of fasting with no food, Luke 4:14, it says he returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and he taught in their synagogues. In other words, Jesus went straight to work proclaiming the gospel. Fasting is a feast for your faith. It produces the same fruit Jesus produced through the power of the Holy Spirit. The same anointing will lead you to speak the gospel to the poor in spirit, to want healing for those who are broken in their spirit, to break chains off those bound by evil spirits, to open the natural and spiritual eyes of those blinded, to give comfort and a healing salve to those who have been bruised physically, mentally, or spiritually. In short, fasting with prayer gives us compassion for those hurting, not just those we know, like family and friends. Before we go to our final topic, and yes, this is a short message today on why we fast, here is a personal testimony of deliverance through fasting. As I testified to in the first part of this fasting segment, Empowerment with Fasting, episode 1, I learned about fasting and how to fast when I was a baby in Christ. My church taught me the importance and power of fasting. There came a time when I was afflicted so badly in my back that I could not sit. It was serious enough that I considered having back surgery, but I knew this was no normal back pain. In addition to fasting, I prayed and read faith-healing materials from early-era evangelists. I do not recall what kind of fast I was on to help deliver me out of the pain, but the deliverance was not immediate. I am not sure how many weeks the pain lasted, but one day, while on my knees in prayer, I suddenly realized the pain was gone. As we close, here is a final important consideration about fasting. We fast to God's glory, and therefore we fast according to His direction if we want real results to manifest from the fast. So what does God say about fasting? In Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 14, God asks the following questions. And I'm paraphrasing here. He asks, did I choose this fast, or did you choose this fast? So why do we fast? We fast not only because Jesus fasted to give glory to God and to bless others, but we fast so we can be blessed. God promises that we will be blessed in fasting as long as we do it to His glory and according to His purpose. After our closing prayer, please stay tuned for details on contacting us and accessing past and future podcasts and YouTube videos. Lord, we pray for all our listeners on this journey to step into your presence with prayer and fasting. Give them wisdom as you direct them to a victorious life in Christ. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, say, God, I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, and I call on Jesus to deliver me from a life of rejecting and sinning against you to a life of righteous living in him. And I believe I am saved unto everlasting life. Romans 10, 9, 10, and 13 verses. Now let's go to Apostle Charles, who will give you details on how to contact us. Until next time, God bless. Now, stay tuned for Apostle Charles.
If you want to contact us or comment on this podcast, please visit our website at cgmissions.com www.thebrainfuel.com/podcast, where all episodes are available by category and series format. This is Apostle Charles. Until next time, God bless you.
Charles George Missions is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Donations are tax deductible. Donations may be made through our website, cgmissions.com.